$50 million ad by paints Trump as criminal, Biden as protector of family values. By Wendell Hasebo on June 17, 2024. President Joe Biden's campaign aired an ad on Monday that capitalized on the weaponization of government against his political opponent, former President Donald Trump. The Biden campaign has mostly shied away from campaigning on Trump's criminal conviction, until now. In a $50 million ad buy through the end of June, Biden will cast Trump as a criminal and himself as a protector of family values. The Associated Press described the ad. Besides Trump's criminal conviction, the ad, titled Character Matters, notes the former president also was found liable for sexual assault and financial fraud in separate proceedings. Trump also faces felony charges in three other criminal cases, none of which may go to trial before the November election. In the courtroom, we see Donald Trump for who he is, intones the ad's narrator. It adds over images of a Trump mugshot and Biden high-fiving supporters. This election is between a convicted criminal who's only out for himself and a president who's fighting for your family. Despite Biden's claim to hold family values, he reportedly has not spoken to his seventh grandchild born to him by London Roberts, the Arkansan mother of a love child sired by Hunter Biden, who facing trial for allegedly not paying his fair share of taxes owed from his family business ventures with Ukraine, China, and Russia. Watch, Tim Scott, Greatest Threat to Democracy Today is Joe Biden. While Joe Biden made millions as a senator, vice president, and briefly as a private citizen, many American families struggle to afford rent and food under his presidency. Under Biden's policies, costs increased about 20% across the board. Many American families are also taking the brunt of Biden's open border policies that produce depressed wages and increased crime. Some Americans are physically impacted by dangerous illegal aliens and deadly drugs entering the country. Authorities caught an illegal migrant from El Salvador on Friday who raped and murdered Rachel Morin, a Maryland mother of five, Maryland police announced Saturday. The 23-year-old migrant, Victor Martinez Hernandez, illegally crossed into the United States in February 2023, police said, fleeing authorities after committing a brutal murder. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.